Alcohol, don't have it for breakfast.
It's Beer 30 with Brad and Ben of Sports Meets Beer. This is the Danny Rick Show.
97.7, The River.
Time for another Beer 30. I've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer. Today, it's a beer from Almanac Brewing out of, they're in Alameda, right?
Yes.
Yeah. This is Sparkling Supernova Fruit Punch Sour Ale, 5.8% ABV. It says, ale aged with in oak barrels with raspberries, cherries, peaches, pineapple, and vanilla.
Ooh. I'm in.
That is a mouthful. Yeah. I mean, nothing more that I eat on a Friday morning than some sour fruit punch, other than these sour fruit punch Sour Patch Kids I'm eating.
Mmm.
We laugh in the restaurants often. We don't get asked for sours very often, but The people that ask for sours make very, like, strong, like, emotional cases as to why we should have more sours on draft. We would bring, you would cater to a whole different drinker. Like, there just aren't enough sours out there. It's a very vocal minority that loves them some sours.
Sour?
So I'm glad they were able to present that drinking segment on this show.
They are very loyal. It's a very loyal fan base, for sure.
Yes.
The only issue is that sours are great, but you rarely do you have more than one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, I don't know anyone that has sat down and fired back four sours in any given night.
This feels strangely aggressive towards me, and I'm going to choose to ignore it.
You've had four sours at one sitting.
Sounds like a challenge, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, let's see how this one goes first, and then we can judge.
Yeah. This week on Sports Meets Beer and Beer 30, the challenge has been accepted.
It's like a warhead challenge where you eat the warhead.
Yeah, oh, God.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, God.
Brad's going to say, I see your sours and I raise you with a death taki chip or whatever those things are.
Oh, all right. Well, jumping in AATMF on this Sour Nova, you look at it and it looks like Robitussin. That is the best way that I can describe it. It is a very reddish pink color. There is no real carbonation to speak of here. It's letting light through, but it's got some haze to it, as sours do. And it smells like a sour. The first few sniffs here, I kind of said before the mic flew out, it smells like a sour, like a barrel room. That's the first thing it smells like. But as it's warmed up a little bit and it's kind of opened up a little bit, I get a lot more of the berry fruit in the nose for sure.
Yes, I'll agree too. I had a lot of carbonation, but I don't have a lot of head retention, right? Yeah. So I get it in the taste. I get some effervescence in the nose, but for the most part, I do get carbonation with it. But the fruit punch moniker does not disappoint, because it looks as you would expect it to look when you pour it out. If you are familiar with sours, this is a welcomed aroma. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, I get the raspberry part. I don't necessarily get the cherry or the vanilla out of the nose.
No.
But in the flavor, I don't get any cherry or vanilla. I just get raspberry. It does taste like fruit punch, though.
I don't get fruit punch at all. It tastes like cranberry juice to me.
I was going to say the tartness reminds me of real cranberry juice, not
the cocktail.
Yeah, not the cocktail, but the real legit cranberry juice. Mm-hmm. It has, because that tartness hits you right in the back of your, you know, the back of your jaw when you have that first sip. And that's really, I mean, that's, to me, that's kind of an appealing thing about sours. You know, you're going to get that impact. It does deliver. I think it's, you know, it is an underappreciated category. Brad, you should put one on tap.
The tart cherry makes it feel a bit like cranberry juice. I totally see where you guys are coming from. I get no peach, but one thing I do kind of get as it lingers, you know, as part of that sour, it's like when you get sort of an underripe pineapple and it's kind of closer to the core of the pineapple, you got to kind of cut out. And it's got that like sourness to it versus the sweetness. I do pick up on some of that. And so what that's telling me for this beer is it's not that it's just dominated by raspberry. It's that the raspberry is sort of is being propped up and sort of it's being given more nuance by some of these other ingredients here. I know a lot of times on this show, we're like, oh, it accomplished exactly what it set out to do. Or I was looking for more of this because it said it on the can, but it didn't do that. And so it's kind of, even though it's good, it's not necessarily doing what we want. I think that this beer is showing out in a way, like I can understand why they put all this stuff together. Even if I can't necessarily pick up specifically all of these flavors, I think it's created this flavor profile. I think it's good. I like it. I like it. I can have four of these.
It's a lot like, it's a lot like Jamba Juice. Right? The description of how many fruits go in, but you pick up, you know, everyone picks a banana on certain ones. It's one of those things. There's stronger fruits in that mix. And I think the raspberry and the sour cherry definitely you know, overpower. And with you, Brad, I would welcome a day where we could sit down and have four of these together.
Yeah, I think if you've ever had a UTI, you know exactly what this tastes like.
What is with you guys attacking me today?
I didn't say you, T.I.
It just felt very, very it's direct.
Called Brad T.I., yeah, for sure.
It's an us T.I.
Us T.I.
I hear what you guys are saying. This is not for me, I don't think, but I do understand what they are trying to do, and I get it, so it's thumbs middle for me. I wouldn't have another, but I think if you're into sours, and I had somebody here, Amber, who does the morning show on our Froggy Country station, I had her take a sip, and she was like, I love it! So, and she likes sours, so I think that goes to show that they're on the right track, right?
Yeah, this is nice beer. I'm impressed.
Almanac Brewing Sparkling Sour Nova Fruit Punch. Generally favorable reviews, no matter what your medical conditions are. Feel free to check this out again if you want. Relive it at 977theriver.com. And yeah, we'll do another Beer 30 next week. Guys, have a great weekend.
You too.
Cheers, boys.